Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So we're talking, aren't we, about script reading and peripheral vision is what we were talking about a couple of days ago. And also essentially what cold reads are and how you can warm up for them. Today we're talking about rehearsing cold reading. Yeah, this is a bit of a skill that you'll need, not so much in voiceover, although you will need it in perhaps Voice of God events. You will need it in things maybe like audio books or e-books, as they're sometimes called. In other words, where you are given a long script and you have to be able to work your way through it with the correct intonation, the correct timing, tone, pause, pace, projection, everything we've been speaking about, and also on air as well, whether it be a TV studio or a radio studio as well. It's very likely that you're going to be given a script and asked to read it sight previously unseen. So how do you rehearse all of this? Well, actually, it's quite easy to practice cold reading at home. Sight read stories from the newspaper or website, or print off a national summary if you're working at a radio station and make yourself sight read it, changing the tone for each story as appropriate. And essentially, it's all about reading loads of material aloud. As I say, sight unseen, so you can get into the habit of adapting your vocal elements to all kinds of content, concepts and contexts. Now, doing this will build up your vocabulary, not just the meaning of the words, but also their pronunciation and also the context in which they're used. And that way you can better predict where a sentence or an explanation is headed for. And of course, that all helps every part of your read, the tone, intonation, speed, and so on, all the elements we've been looking at over the course of the last several months. And as well as the words themselves, the more you read, the more you'll understand the structure of sentences, story arcs in fiction books and in non-fiction, debates which may be discussed or positions being posited. Oh, and a note on audiobooks, which we're going to be looking at in a bit more detail in a few weeks' time, by their very nature, that they are books which have been written to be read by the eye and not by the mouth. That is, not to be read aloud, conversationally. And that means the grammar is not necessarily speaker-friendly, making such books sometimes really tricky to navigate sight unseen. So do bear that in mind. We'll mention that again, as I say, when we talk a bit more about audiobooks, e-books, in the next couple of 3 weeks. So the best advice for rehearsing cold reading? Lots of reading aloud, and lots of different formats and styles. And that way you can begin to use that peripheral vision that we were talking about yesterday, and also, as I say, get to understand how you cope with surprising turns within a sentence. Perhaps you get to understand where sentences are going, how discussions are being formulated, where a story arc is heading for, those kinds of things, because then you're better able to use your intonation to lead the reader through. Okay, that's it today. Tomorrow, speed reading, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.